Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. What picture does the Bible paint about the future? Many Christians are scared, worried, and anxious about the future. For many believers, navigating the extensive biblical passages about prophecy and end of times can be overwhelming. In From Today to Eternity, A Study of Biblical Prophecy and End Times, Volume 1, Walder R. Scarborough cuts through the fog of uncertainty, offering a deep understanding of the prophecies woven throughout Scripture, including both fulfilled and forthcoming revelations, providing clarity for both new and experienced Christians. Walder is a committed Christian with a lifetime passion for biblical prophecy and end-time studies. His professional background as an architect lends a meticulous and analytical approach to his writing, enabling him to present even the most challenging themes in an engaging and accessible way. Whether for personal devotion, group Bible studies, or sermons, From Today to Eternity, A Study of Biblical Prophecy and End Times Volume 1 is a practical, enduring reference for all levels of biblical study. And author Walder Scarborough is our guest on This Week in America. Walder, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I'm glad to be here.
I mentioned in the beginning, so many Christians are scared, worried, anxious about the future. They're trying to make sense of all of this they hear in the various prophecies. Have you found that to be true in the study groups that you've done?
Yes, there's a lot of anxiety and fear, if you will, about what the future is going to hold for people in the world. And many people don't have anywhere to go to try to understand what's going on. So that's part of the reason I wrote the books.
This book, this is book one that we're talking about, From Today to Eternity, A Study of Biblical Prophecy and End Times Volume 1, Walder Scarborough, our guest on the program. His website is authorscarboroughbooks.com. We'll give you all that throughout the program and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, that will take you there. An interesting story how this developed. I understand a lot of this goes back to what you were working with a men's Bible study group and did a course on Bible prophecy. Is this where the idea began for the two books?
Yes. I had always been interested in prophecy and trying to learn about it, but in many cases I didn't exactly know where to go. So I was part of a small men's Bible study that met every other Saturday morning. And in the late 90s, I began teaching on prophecy and end times. And that series lasted 6 years. And from that series, I had a lot of notes because I'd done handouts for everybody and had a lot of notes, like 700 pages of notes. And after a year or so, I decided that I would see about converting those notes into a book. And so I started writing, researching, studying, and writing. And by the time I was finished, I had 1,300 pages, which forced it into two volumes. But yes, it has its origin in a men's Bible study.
That's interesting. And then you did extensive research. And let's talk about what you found. Were you, in the beginning, sort of overwhelmed by all the information? You had a number of years to go through and research. Did this take you through the process where you're now understanding and feeling more comfortable in dealing with end times?
Yes. When you first start studying about prophecy and end times, it is overwhelming. And that's the thing that puts people off a lot, because there's a number of events that occur, and there's big words and there's concepts that are difficult to follow involved. And so consequently, a lot of people don't want to do that. But I was attracted to that, and I just made it a point to follow it from one end to the other and understand all those events and what caused them and the reason they were happening, and as well as future events, what will happen in our future, how our world will come to an end.
You do an excellent job of laying the whole process out and walking us through this. Those terms that the big words that intimidate us, you break down so we have an understanding. We get a better understanding of what's happened, what is going to happen. Let's be very basic here. What is prophecy? That's something that you talk about and address in the book. And I'm reading that thinking, you know, that's interesting because if you talk to 10 people, you may get a number of different definitions of prophecy. What exactly is prophecy?
Prophecy is where God will, when he would talk to the prophets in the Old Testament, would tell them about things that at the time they didn't really know what it was about, but they wrote them down because he was directing them to do so. And then when you come back and study the Bible and read it, you see things that have been written by the prophets and you wonder, where does that fit in? Obviously, God has a plan for humankind and the earth, and it goes from one end to the other, and there's events that happen in during that time. And so when you come across the prophecy, you figure it out what's going on. And to really fully understand it, it takes a good amount of study so that you can arrange the prophecies about where they need to be. The Bible does not give us a beginning to end list of prophecies. They have to be, you have to develop a list based upon the different Old Testament prophets and the fulfillments of many prophecies. There's about one-fourth of the Bible is prophecy. And there's many, many prophecies that have already been fulfilled. But my books are more about what's to happen in the future. And there's about half the prophecies yet to occur.
The book we're talking about is From Today to Eternity, A Study of Biblical Prophecy and End Times, Volume 1 specifically on the program today, Volume 2 as well, by Walter Scarborough, the author and our guest on the program. His website is authorscarboroughbooks.com. You can click on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And that's one thing. If we were to sit down individually and try to do what you did and piece this together, it would be very difficult. You've taken this panorama of prophecies and events and fit them together in a meaningful way that help us all through the process in going through this. You talk about the future. What are some of the various viewpoints of the future, especially those that we should really be concerned about?
Well, the next event to occur is the rapture. The rapture is when Christ comes, or he doesn't actually come to earth. He comes out of the clouds, and he calls all the believers, both alive and dead, to heaven. And it's in the process of doing of this happening, all the people get their resurrection bodies. Next after that, the amount of time is not really known, but I think it's probably several years. The 7-year tribulation will start. And that's a period of God's wrath taken out on the earth. And that's when the seals, trumpets, and bowl judgments occur. Is throughout that 7 years. And part of the purpose of that 7 years is to get Israel to see who Christ is and to return to him. There's a lot of punishment going on, but that principle about Israel returning to Christ is one of the more important things about the tribulation. After the tribulation, the Lord comes for his second return. And after that, or at about that time, there's a white throne judgment in which believers are sent into the millennium and unbelievers are committed to hell. After that is the 1,000-year millennium. And that's a time when Christ rules the earth, and we as believers participate in that government in some form or fashion. Like I said, it's 1,000 years, and at the end of the 1,000 years, well, during the 1,000 years, Satan is restrained in hell. And towards the end of the thousand years, Satan is released, and he causes a final challenge to Christ in his what he intended to happen. And of course, Christ wins, and Satan and the Antichrist and the false prophet are all condemned to hell. And then after that, you go into the eternity. And eternity, I believe, will be on the earth and in a new Jerusalem, which will come down out of heaven. Between the two places, we will spend eternity. Eternity is the goal. That's where we are. We don't have to worry about things. We don't have, there's no anxiety. There's no war. There's no fighting. There's nothing like that. Eternity is peace and blissfulness.
What do you say to people who say, what is my place in the future? What, how do I fit in? What should I do? How should I prepare?
Well, to prepare, it's a person needs to call Christ into their heart. They need to understand what Christ's offer is in its salvation. And that salvation is by faith. It's not by works. It's by faith. And if a person believes in Jesus Christ as his Savior and what Christ did on the cross and trusts in that, then he will, he or she will go into eternity with the others. But that's the critical element that's necessary. Those that don't believe in Christ are the ones that will suffer an eternity in hell.
Will I live again after death?
Yes. Yes. After death, like I was saying a few minutes ago, if you're a believer, then you go to heaven and you're in a resurrection body and you're with Christ. And then from there, you go into the millennium. And then from the millennium, you go into eternity. If you're not a believer, then that's when you spend a eternity in hell. But yes, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will live again.
Our guest on the program is Walter Scarborough. He is the author of From Today to Eternity, A Study of Biblical Prophecy and End Times, two volumes for the book. You'll find information on his website, authorscarboroughbooks.com. Books available, of course, Amazon, wherever books are sold. A link to Arthur's website, the author's website, by going to thisweekinamerica.us. I'll go back to Israel for a few minutes here. Are there covenants between God and Israel?
Yes, there are. There's everlasting covenants. The first one is the Abrahamic covenant, which God told Abraham that he would be the father of many people and that land would be given to him. Then there's the land covenant, which is more about the land that's being given to Abraham and his descendants. After that, there's the Davidic covenant, where Israel is promised a king that will sit on a throne forever. And then lastly, there's the new covenant, where everybody that believes in God will become a new person. They will have abilities that they don't have now as believers.
You touch in the book on where we are now in the flow of God's plan for humankind. Talk about that. That's something that I'm sure most of us think about, where we are, where we fit in. Where are we now in God's plan?
It's my firm belief that we are in the end of the end times. And there are other authors and theologians that believe the same thing. When I say that, there's so many things that are supposed to happen at the end times that have already happened. The biggest fulfillment of prophecy is Israel being back in the land. But there's so many things in the, since I said the rapture is the next event, those of us that believe this way, we're anxiously waiting the rapture. That's the next thing to happen, but it's imminent. There's not a specific time when that's supposed to happen. So by saying end of the end times, that just means there's just so many prophecies that are being fulfilled that it just tells me that the end times have been going on for a while and we're getting towards the end of that.
What made you, motivated you to write this book, this undertaking, so much extensive study for a long period of your life? What was the motivation behind the study and then writing the books?
Well, there were two reasons. One, even as a child, I always believed that if you wanted to understand about a topic or a subject or something, then you had to write a book that would force you to do the research and the writing and take on the tasks that are necessary to write a book. And the second reason was I wanted to make what I had learned and written to be used by other people that needed the information or wanted the information. It is a big challenge to write a book like this, and a lot of people don't have that kind of motivation or that challenge, but yet they need to read something and study the Bible. And if they knew me as a architect that learned about self-taught about prophecy and end times, then that might be a little bit more motivation for them to learn about all these things. But the second reason was that I wanted people to benefit from what I had done.
Looking at what you had done and continue to do and continue to study, to get the word out, the books are available wherever books are sold, directed to the website arthurscarboroughsbooks.com. What was this like for you? What did you learn as you were doing the research? And were there moments of revelation for you as you were reading and studying?
Yes, there was. I feel like that the Lord really blessed me in writing this book because I never really had trouble writing. When I sat down to write a paragraph or chapter or whatever, the information that I needed was there, and it was easy for me to write it because I think the Lord was behind it. And my motivation was just to learn. That was the single most important motivation, was to learn.
Walter Scarborough, our guest on the program, author of the book From Today to Eternity, A Study of Biblical Prophecy and End Times, Volumes 1 and 2. By the way, excellent book reviews, notable book review from the Pacific Book Review, and it received the excellent merit designation from Hollywood Book Review. Readers really are learning from this, and I'm sure that's the takeaway, that when people finish reading this, what do you hope the takeaway is, and do you hope you've answered that confusion, that fear, that uncertainty that so many people have?
Yeah, I believe that if they will spend the time to try to understand, at first, just the basic concepts, if they would try to understand what it's all about and do that, then I think that it'll become more clear. See, the reason that there's two books is, one, there was a lot of pages, but two, the first volume is about introduction to concepts and theology about prophecy and end times. And there's some prophetic events talked about, but it's a lot of preparatory work that needs to be understood in order to really fully understand prophecy. And the second volume is all prophecies. It begins with the rapture, and it's all about the prophecies yet to be fulfilled.
I mentioned the career as an architect. Talk about the background that gave you to write this in such a very impressive way. Sometimes books ramble, they go all over the place, and it's like I'm not fully understanding what the author is trying to tell me. That's not the case in your writing. You take us there. It's like putting up a building, building a structure. You've got this, you are building this story that you were telling us. Talk about the background and how that mindset really helped you research this and write it and present it.
As an architect, we attend a 5-year university program, and then we become licensed by the state. But then in the practice of architecture, when a building's being designed, the visual elements, the things that people see, are what is being formulated. I didn't spend much time in design. What I spent most of my time in was the technical aspects of building buildings and that sort of thing. I did, for some period of time, I did a lot of drawings, and for the last couple of decades, I've been writing technical specifications for it. So the technical specifications are very structured. They're highly structured. And so I had that innate ability to write these books in a structured way. And the Lord just helped me put it together the way it is, in the sequence of events the way it is, and he just led me to write it that way. And yes, architecture can be a difficult profession because it's pretty demanding and it's highly structured, like I said.
Well, and you present that in the foundation that you lay in the stories that you tell and the information you share in your book series, From Today to Eternity, a study of biblical prophecy and end times, the two volumes, both available. You've done an excellent job in these two books with the presentation. You are a gifted writer. Are you working on anything else?
Well, I've got a couple of other things kind of in the works, but they're not anywhere near finished.
Well, I wish you the best with those, and hopefully we can talk about those in future programs as well. Yeah. But for right now, we've got really an answer to concerns that so many people have had of trying to make sense of all of the end times. As we go into the end times, how do you feel? Are you comfortable? I mentioned some people are afraid. They're not sure what to expect. With the knowledge that you have and have shared with others, how do you feel as we approach end times?
I feel good because I know where I'll spend eternity. I don't believe that myself or the church will go through this, the 7 years of God's wrath in the tribulation, because I think we'll be taken out by the rapture. And so I feel like that the future is bright, like I said, because I know where I'm going and I know what the events are that will happen.
Well, that calmness you have, you relay in your book series, From Today to Eternity, a Study of Biblical Prophecy and End Times, Volumes 1 and 2. The books are available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to Walter's website, authorscarboroughbooks.com. That's CHARBOROUGH, books.com. Link on our website. Just go there. You go directly to the website, get information, order the books there as well. Of course, available at Amazon, all of the usual places. And I'd like to thank BooksidePress.com for arranging our conversation today, a Canadian-based self-publisher dedicated to assisting authors worldwide with their publishing and marketing needs. Walter, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. You've answered so many questions in these books, questions that have bothered people, probably staying away from trying to find answers because they weren't sure they were going to like the answers. You present that in such a way, a calming way, and I like the presentation in the book and in conversation about it. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
It is our pleasure. The book series is From Today to Eternity, a Study of the Biblical Prophecies and End Times, Volumes 1 and 2. the author Walter Scarborough. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.